Road closure, Aleppo. When I hear on the radio that your road is closed, I think of the desert monsoon that raised the edges of our highway, the only way out overcome, and how completely stuck I thought it looked the way my mother did when she tucked her lower lip to dam the words that wanted to leave, but would wash out the bridge of every conversation she had to try politely to cross, simply because she was a woman. Which meant she had lips that would riven and silt. But closing our road did not mean that fruit and meat would rot scarce, or hold us inside a city crumbed, where rage shamble night, and the sky is filigreed with smoke, not stars. And I do not have dreams or bullets knock door to door, looking under beds for my children, wanting to gnarl their hair with sulfured breath. I imagine you, other mother, who know your children cannot swim, but that also they cannot sleep when the walls are broken piano keys thudding and hunger is a wing flapping against barbed ribs. And each lullaby is sung under a dry tongue waltzing inside of your mouth. When our road closed, the neighborhood kids inflated rafts to float the flood mile for fun, and it was lightning that blackened the ground, thunder that bucked against fences. I imagine if I could touch your hand, we would both say that destruction is a root of nature, but whelmed under our tongues, the word that means man.